Here with me in the studio today is Artistic Director of Marble City Opera, Catherine Frady, and Soprano Lindsay Fewson, who are here to talk about Marble City Opera's upcoming performance, which is a double bill. First, they will present Beneath Suspicion, a one-act opera by Knoxville native Jesse Ayers, followed by Alan Lewis Smith's song cycle, Letters from George to Evelyn. The performance will be given at the historic Blunt Mansion on Hill Avenue in downtown Knoxville, March 14th through 16th at 7:30 p.m. Welcome to you both. It's great to see you again, and happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us today.
What a perfect day to talk about these operas, which feature strong female characters. There's so much to talk about, it's hard to know where to begin. Catherine, you're directing these productions, right?
I am, yeah. Directing is sort of something I've always been very passionate about. When I was in grad school, I actually took directing classes and was the assistant director for my opera director, and she took me on some shows with her, and I did a lot of assistant directing and stage management right after grad school. And I always loved stage directing, but then when actually, if I'm being completely honest and open, when I met my husband, James Marvel, I was like, oh, okay, you do the directing, I'll do the singing.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I always like an opportunity to do some directing as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Can you give us a synopsis of Beneath Suspicion?
Well, I'll try. Beneath Suspicion is an amazing little piece about two American heroes, Elizabeth Van Loo and Mary Bowser, and they were, during the Civil War, activists and spies that helped end the war. And so this is a moment where we meet them in Elizabeth's living room, and Elizabeth has freed Mary and sent her to go to school, and she's just come back from learning how to read and to write, and she's decided that she has to go back into slavery. So it's about this conversation and about this moment where Elizabeth finds out that this woman that she's freed has decided to go back into slavery to help save the rest of her people, really. Yeah. It's kind of an amazing moment.
Yeah. What a sacrifice and what a hard decision that would be. It's so interesting to me how these two women heard and gathered so much important information, and no one was ever suspicious of them.
Well, it's quite funny. We have a line, and Lindsay can talk more about it, but it's beneath suspicion, you know, and women were beneath suspicion. They were not going to be assumed as somebody who would even like be smart enough to take down the details or remember what the men were saying. You know, women were not treated as equals at all, you know. And so I've been reading a lot of spy novels about women being spies all throughout history.
Wow.
And it's fascinating because all they had to do really was play up their femininity and they could get by anybody. Nobody was going to suspect them at all, because how could you suspect a nice little woman? Right, Lindsay?
Yeah. In the opera, there's a line where she's talking about, I guess it was a party or a dinner party the night before, where she was talking to a captain and he was trying to impress her with his importance. And she let on that, well, you know, a woman couldn't remember all these numbers. Right? They were too complex for her to understand. And so he just kept spilling all of these secrets about the military, and she's able to take that information and send it all the way to Grant, which was pretty fantastic.
I love it. I love it. You are singing the role of Bette Lindsay. Tell us a little more about this woman.
Yeah, she's such a wonderful person to get to know as I've been working on this show. It was kind of interesting when Catherine offered me this role and I looked more into the show, I realized I had no idea who these two women were and their rich histories and how much they had a big role in the Civil War. So it was really, I don't know, fascinating, but also disheartening that someone so important to the efforts of the Union, you know, I was completely oblivious to. I find Elizabeth a really fun character to play because she's very complex. She's an abolitionist. She's freed her slaves against the norm of the town. They even nicknamed her Crazy Bette because she freed all the slaves that her father owned. And that was thought of as ridiculous or crazy in her time. So she really was alone in a way and kind of starting this whole movement. apartment, at least in her town of Richmond, Virginia. But as we're working on the show and the development between the two characters, it's really interesting to see how when Mary kind of introduces this idea that she wants to go back into slavery, Bette is really against it. She really wants to fight Mary's battles for her. And it's really brought up a lot of, I don't know, current emotions for me nowadays with a lot of my African American friends who, you know, share their story and their plight just of how the world is to them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you feel like you want to take on the battle for them, but instead feeling like you stand beside them and mm-hmm. fight with them and mm-hmm. not try to shove them down again, but actually help them rise up even more. So yeah. It's been a really moving process.
So with a historic character like this, I wonder what kind of preparations did you do to take on this role dramatically?
Yeah, I think doing some research on the history of these two characters. Unfortunately, there's not a ton. There's a biography of Elizabeth, but even less information about Mary, mm-hmm. just because I guess history didn't think that they were
important.
That important yeah. to kind of keep up. But fascinatingly, Elizabeth, a lot of her information, she actually, I don't know if she destroyed or she asked the government for, because she was so chastised by her townspeople after the Civil War, because mm-hmm. Richmond, Virginia was pretty much split between Union sympathizers and Confederate sympathizers. Mm-hmm. So she had a really hard time going back into society after the war. And so afterwards, she actually asked the government for all of the records of all of the information that she sent, so her neighbors couldn't find out exactly what she did. So a lot of it, I don't think we really know the whole span of what she was able to accomplish. But yeah, there is a lot more information on Elizabeth than there is Mary.
Yeah. And who is singing the role of Mary Bowser?
Mary Bowser is being played by Denisha Pompey. She's from Atlanta, mm-hmm. and she was actually here for a production of The Stronger that we did a couple of years ago, and she's a great colleague and a great singer, and she's doing a really, really nice job portraying Mary.
Fantastic. The composer is Jesse Ayers, who I understand is a Knoxville native and UT alum?
That's correct. I actually found out about this piece because he posted in the UT Music Alum Facebook page that he had written this opera and won an award in Kansas. And so I looked at it. I was like, wait, we have a local composer from Knoxville who's writing opera? I have to know who this is. And so obviously I took it and ran with it. Yeah. And we're fortunate that he's actually coming into town, coming to rehearsals, and he's talking to the composition class at UT. So he'll be at our opening night, and we're really excited to meet him in person and to have him part of the process.
Very cool. Will the performance be given in one part of Blunt Mansion, or will you be utilizing all of the house?
We'll be using one main room. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, at Blunt Mansion you have two entrances, and the first entrance that the audience comes to will be closed off. That's where the singers are going to be. So they'll enter on the second entrance, and there's actually two rooms. On one side, so they'll check in with tickets, and they'll be able to get a glass of wine if they'd like one. And in the other room, what they have right now is a dining room, mm-hmm. kind of, but there's a fireplace, and all of the furniture will be moved out, and we'll be moving in our own. Mm-hmm. And they'll be kind of in a semicircle watching the action in that room. So and it works really perfectly because Beneath Suspicion takes place in Bette's living room, uh-huh. and so it will really feel like that. And also letters from George to Evelyn, you know, we're watching her in her own space, mm-hmm. in her own room. So it's going to work really nicely.
Speaking of letters from George to Evelyn, tell us a little more about this work. It's a song cycle?
It's a song cycle, and we're actually staging it. Mm-hmm. So it'll feel like a one-act, one-woman opera. Mm-hmm. The letters are actually written from George to his wife, Evelyn, and they were married just before World War II. And about 10 months into their marriage, he was sent off to the war, and he never came back. So they had a little time together, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And then she had these letters from him, mm-hmm. and they're quite moving. A lot of his letters are very romantic, and they're talking about how he loves her so much and the time that they had together. And then there's other moments where he's actually writing it seems as if he's like in the battle in that moment and he's writing about it mm-hmm. and how what's happening to him. And mm-hmm. so Evelyn, who's being played by Elena Stabile, mm-hmm. who's a recent graduate from UT, she is moving in and out of the characters. Sometimes she's Evelyn and she's reading George's words, and other times she really takes on George's emotions and is experiencing the war from his perspective. Mm-hmm. So it's really unique, and it's going to be a great performance.
Well, Catherine and Lindsay, thanks again for coming to talk about these productions, and best of luck with your performance.
Thank you so much.
Once again, Marble City Opera is performing the one-act opera Beneath Suspicion and song cycle Letters from George to Evelyn, March 14th through the 16th at Historic Blunt Mansion, located in downtown Knoxville. More information is available online at marblecityopera.com.